It's quarter number three on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Time to Ask Ross. This week's Ask Ross segment is brought to you by the 409 Tailgate Club. For the best gifts for the tailgater in your life, go to 409tailgateclub.com. And always remember, tailgate with honor.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Labatt Studio. It's quarter three, which means it's time for your questions, his answers. That is Ask Ross, brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com for all your barbecue sauce rubs and 409 tailgate wine needs. 409tailgateclub.com. Don't forget the listener, Dean, with the number one question. We'll receive a tailgate box courtesy of 409tailgateclub.com. All right, Ross, are you ready?
I am ready.
Let's start it out with Matt in Yardley, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, there you go. When do you know what high school? Do you know high school is in Yardley? If you live in Yardley, do you know what high school you go to? Because I do.
I know where Yardley is. It's okay, right there.
That's a no. It's Pensbury.
Dang it.
It's Pensbury. But good try.
I was going to guess Neshaminy. Okay. When players enter the transfer portal, do they still live with, eat with, and participate in workouts with their soon-to-be former teammates? And if so, do you think that creates a little bit of uncomfortable environment or hurts the team or whatever? But what do they do when they enter the portal?
So James was asked about this, on his signing day, second signing day press conference. And he just talked circles around it. He said, that's a great question. What are the schools supposed to do? It's one of the issues we're still trying to work through. And he never really answered it. I think the question we could address is, what should they be allowed to do? I don't know, Ross. I think let them strength train. But I think that once practice starts, I think they're just going to have to be.
See, and I would say nothing.
Nothing at all?
Yeah, I mean, once you're they're no longer on scholarship.
They are on scholarship. Because it's annual. It goes June to June, right? For the academic side of it.
So got it. You're right. That's a good point.
I think I'd let them, if they wanted to.
No. I mean.
Nope.
Honestly, you're either with us or you're against us. In all sincerity, you're either on the team or you're not. There's plenty of other places at Penn State to work out.
True.
They can work out on their own. What was it? The nice intramural building or whatever they call it.
It is nice.
They can work out somewhere else. But when. That is a team activity. Like you are working out as a team with a common purpose and a common goal. You don't want the guy over there that might be transferring to Iowa, to be working out with you. So I wouldn't have him at meals. I wouldn't give him the study hall anymore. Honestly, that's their choice and they're right. And they're still on scholarship. They're not having to pay, but they're kind of on their own. We didn't kick them off the team. They chose to leave. So I would say nada. That's a good question, Yardley.
A good question. Ross, the Amish call that shunning.
All right, let's go to Remy in Sydney, Australia. Hey, gents, I'm not looking to win the prize. I'm after some good advice. I'm heading over for a home game at Beaver Stadium in 2019. Obviously, the Michigan game stands out. But if that's not possible, who's next? Pitt, right? Probably. Can you give me the top three or four home games in your opinion for 2019 for me to come and attend?
Man.
So he's not trying to win the prize.
They go to Iowa. They go to Michigan State. Michigan comes here. They go to Ohio State. Pitt's in town.
I would say Michigan 1, Pitt 2.
I'm trying to think about the crossover games that they have that maybe someone's coming in. They got to go to Minnesota.
Right.
So I'm trying to
play Wisconsin again or no?
No, I don't think they do. As we talk about this, as we filibuster about this.
Can I just say something to our guy in Australia?
It's the last Pitt game,
Remy,
by the way.
Remy,
it is the last Pitt
Remy,
game.
You got to go to Michigan or Pitt. Whatever the third game is, it's not going to be the same.
Sure.
And really, you should try to go to Michigan. I mean.
Yeah. But if you can, I think the last Penn State Pitt game, even though it's not quite what it once was.
I don't know. Honestly, have they ever been to a Penn State game before?
He didn't say that. He just said he's coming.
But go to the Whiteout game. Go to the Michigan game. I don't care if it costs more. You got to go and get that experience.
Idaho? You're saying no to Idaho?
No to Idaho.
No to Buffalo?
No to Buffalo.
They're at Maryland, so we won't count that. Purdue.
It's a good thing for Penn State, by the way, that Buffalo quarterback went pro early.
The Jeff Broms, Purdue is in town.
Yeah, that's not bad. They got some exciting players.
The Indiana Hoosiers?
No.
How dare you? And finally, the last game that you're seriously overlooking is Rutgers.
Oof. That's a brutal home
that's
schedule.
That's a dog. That is
terrible
a dog.
Home schedule.
That's a dog with fleas.
Wow.
All right, let's keep going. Jerry in Arlington, Texas asks Ross with Ryan Bates, Leaving and Will Fry struggling a bit at times last season, do you think there is a chance that Rasheed Walker starts at left tackle and Anthony Wigan at right tackle next season?
I guess there's a chance. It's a good question as well. I guess there's a chance, but I don't envision that happening. I'd be very surprised if Will Fries didn't start next year. That would surprise me. Fries can start at one tackle. You don't want to go into a season with two guys with no experience at offensive tackle. I really think Wigan and Rasheed Walker are probably battling for the other spot, with the other one end up being the swing guy, whoever can't win that battle. That would be my guess. And I think Rasheed Walker probably has the inside track. I love that kid's film. I loved him and Nana. I thought they would be the rivals for years. That stinked. Stinked.
Yep. All right, stunk. Let's stink, stank, stunk. Let's go to Andrew.
Me, Princeton smart.
Andrew in San Marcos, California. He goes, hey, guys, love the show. Ross, which is the better offensive approach in your mind? The Ronnie Moorhead take what the defense gives you look, or more the Lane Kiffin feed your beast philosophy? Thanks.
That's a good question. I don't know. Wouldn't you kind of feel like Penn State fed their beast pretty good in Saquon when they had him?
Yes and no. I mean, yeah, they did kind of limit his workload a little bit, and they refused. Like, if you look at other than that Iowa game his last year, the rest of those games, he was under 20 carries almost every game. 15, 14.
But usually that was because
they did throw to him.
Right, and that's usually because they weren't being very effective running the ball. There was a lot of lost yardage plays.
That's true, yeah.
There's that point. You know,
that's one thing that's interesting about Saquon is he definitely had a lot more negative yardage runs than Miles Sanders did.
Miles only, you could count him on one hand, almost literally, that he had.
Now, the line was better this year. That's one thing that people forget about the lines, too, is that there weren't nearly as many negative yardage runs this year as there had been.
Yeah.
I mean, the most predictable play in Penn State's playbook was a run for negative two on third and one. I mean, that really was what you could think when Saquon was there. It was uncanny.
All right, Penn State fans, you're listening to the Ask Ross segment brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com for all your barbecue sauce, rubs, and 409 tailgate wine needs. Go to 409tailgateclub.com. All right, let's keep going with your questions. Let's go to Morgan in Arlington, Virginia. He says, Ross, so with the new transfer rules and the Porter, what will the impact be to competitive balance, in your opinion? College football is already top heavy, but with guys like Fields and Hurts transferring, it makes me think that possibly the rich will only get richer, and it might look like the NBA free agency. Your thoughts?
That's interesting, because I almost thought of it the other way, where there's going to be, now that you can transfer more easily and with the portal, I would look at it as more guys that are second string at Alabama or Clemson and not playing, transfer somewhere where they can play right away, and hurting the depth of the big boys and going elsewhere. Although, I don't know. Do we know how many? I haven't heard a lot about Alabama and Clemson players in the transfer portal. That's because they all go to the NFL.
They all just go to the NFL.
Their transfer portal. Scotty,
that's
beam
a different
me up.
Portal. Yeah.
Yeah.
The NFL portal.
But, yeah, it's interesting. I looked at it the other way. I can see what his point is about Ohio State getting a quarterback like Fields and Oklahoma getting a quarterback like Hurts. I guess what I would say is the rich will get richer probably at like quarterback or at the high end starters, but right. Then I think their depth will be hurt, you would think. But I haven't heard about an exodus from Clemson or Alabama like you hear about from Penn State, frankly.
Yeah, I haven't looked at their numbers, but I know they have a bunch of dudes going to the NFL. All right, let's keep going. Ben in Oshkosh, Wisconsin asks,
wow, behind enemy lines.
With many former Penn Staters getting ready for the combine and pro days right now, I was wondering, what are they working on and where are they doing it? Also, what's the difference, in your opinion, between the combine and pro day?
Very little difference between the two, other than most guys at their pro day only do position drills because they stand on the numbers that they generate at the combine. The one thing that's interesting about the combine is it's like 6 or 7 weeks after your season ended. So you're not really getting that much training in. I mean, you're getting enough and everybody's kind of on the same timeline. But I think it's a big advantage for the guys that didn't make a bowl game.
Right.
Or pulled Ed Oliver or Nick Bosa or whatever. They get like 2 months head start on just training for those drills. Those guys all are training somewhere that specifically trains them for combine drills that their agents are paying for. And then their agent gets reimbursed after they get their NFL contract or whatever in Florida or Arizona, usually somewhere like that. And they are pro football players. I mean, they're getting up at, you know, they're getting their sleep, but then they're eating only the best food, training twice a day and going to bed and taking it easy and getting ready for the biggest job interview of their lives. So I don't know how many of the Penn State guys are even together. I don't know how many, I don't know what agents they sign with. I don't know if that's public or if you have any information on that, Bob.
I know a couple of the agents. None of them, I don't think any of them. I think the best prospect is probably Amani, and I'm not sure who his agent is, because I think Amani's got a chance to go in the top 60 and maybe top 50, depending on how they look at him. He's a long corner who can run. Everyone else, I think, is – I don't know if anyone else is second
round
worthy.
I think the hope is that Miles Sanders and Connor McGovern go on day two.
Yeah.
But there's so much that factors into that too. Like how much do the quarterbacks get pushed up? How many of the guys go at their positions?
Right.
But I think that's probably what – I don't think Miles Sanders and Connor McGovern would have left unless they thought they were going to be day two picks.
Right.
Want to get one more?
Yeah, let's get one more. Sean in Knox, Pennsylvania. Don't know where that is. It says Knox, PA.
Western PA. They're good PA. At wrestling, I think.
He said, I watched the Brandon Smith tape, and it reeks to me of a middle linebacker and playing time this year. But with veterans at middle linebacker, Brooks, Lucada, Jan Johnson, where do you see his playing time and how much? What I'm looking for is a Micah Parsons measuring stick of last year, basically, more or less.
I'm going to say less.
Less than Micah in 2018.
Yeah, I'm going to say less. I think that Brandon early enrolled.
Yeah.
He did, okay. Yes.
I'm still going to say less just because I don't think they're going to take Jan Johnson off the field on early down and distance. I think Brandon Smith might try to fight his way onto the field and sub, but it's going to be tough for him to beat out Micah and Cam Brown in sub. So I think he's got a real uphill battle. My guess is they'll rotate him in series, kind of like they did Ellis Brooks and a little bit Lucada. The good thing for Penn State is they're going to be too deep at every linebacker spot. The winner was the first one, Yardley. That was the best question about what the transfer portal guys do. Congratulations.
All right, Matt in Yardley, Pennsylvania, you are our winner this week. All right, that'll do it for quarter number three from the Labatt Blue Studio. Stick with us. We'll finish strong next.
Keystone Kickoff from KeystoneSportsNetwork.com.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.